And if you have no idea how many guppies would have to be removed, you may want to head off to do some studying. On the other hand, maybe you simply need something to get your mind working, something to wake you up. Either way, your nearest university library may be the perfect place to go. As NPR's Susan Stone reports, some of these quiet, serious cathedrals of learning are changing.
Step into the James Branch Cabell Library at Virginia Commonwealth University and you smell it. Not musty dictionaries or even unwashed undergrad, but the darkest espresso.
It does smell wonderful, doesn't it? Even the noise I've come now to welcome, because I think there's another cup sold. As a librarian, I never thought I'd be thinking that way.
John Olmschneider has a reason to think more like a businessman than a book specialist. The university librarian says the budget for VCU's libraries hasn't increased in 10 years. Hours have been reduced. Some expensive academic journals are gone. And students have access to worlds of information at their fingertips online, without ever having to leave their dorm rooms.
So it's a new way of thinking about things for all of us in libraries.
That includes Java 901, a newly renovated space in the very front of the library, filled with computers, trendy furniture, and Starbucks coffee.
Caramel iced cappuccino with skim milk and whipped cream.
Michelle Farmer, a human resources major, is armed with her favorite drink and ready to study with her friends. Before Java 901 opened, Farmer studied at a local pizza place or in her dorm room.
I never came to the library before because I'd fall asleep.
Farmer's an example of a new kind of VCU student, says John Olmschneider. This school in downtown Richmond is evolving from a commuter school into a traditional four-year university, with the kinds of students who can study in the middle of a chaotic cyber cafe.
We have many more resident undergraduates who are in the 18 to 22 traditional age group, and they do bring a different expectation of having coffee bars, they bring an expectation of having computers wherever they turn, and they bring a work ethos that is multitasking.
Outside the cafe area, the library's first floor is naturally sound insulated by stacks of books. Students who crave complete silence rather than chaos and caffeine can retreat to the Cabell Library's designated quiet floor. But even with espresso macchiatos, the library still isn't for everyone. A few blocks away from campus sits Puddinhead's. This traditional coffee house is warmly lit and filled with shabby but comfortable chairs and tables and ashtrays. Kirsten Conrad says this is just a better place to study than the brand new library cafe.
I don't like the area. It's too bright. Everything about it just reminds me of being in another school building. It's a lot less stressful to come in here than it is to go in there.
Plenty of students disagree. Olmschneider says the cafe is a huge success. Java 901 sold more than 46,000 shots of espresso and 20,000 cups of coffee in its first 5 months.
Wake up and smell the coffee and come in and see the effect that it has on learning.
So far, there are still only a handful of university libraries with coffee bars. But libraries around the country are recognizing that they must change with the times and their students. Susan Stone, NPR News.